I believe that the greatest torment is not the flames of hell. The greatest torment in hell is to have a mind where you can think it's like a rerun for eternity over and over of everything you ever said, everything you ever did. You think about it 24 hours a day throughout all eternity. Death is not a respecter of persons with young or old. We have to be ready.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roll Race in Diamond Bar, California. Today's lesson continues our focus on God's gift of salvation. As Roll lays out the biblical realities of life after death, he'll encourage us to carefully consider our response to the Lord's rescue plan. You'll see that each of us has a choice and will either spend eternity separated from God or with him in a heavenly home. Stay with us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the afterlife. Here's Raul Reese.
If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 16 this morning. Luke 16. As I was reading the parables, he just has spoken about the steward concerning those that were entrusted with a lot of wealth. And then in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, almost every commentary that I read said that chapter 16, verse 19 to 31 was a parable. But I disagree with them because Luke 16, if you look at every one of the parables that Jesus ever gave, in not one of the parables does he ever insert a person's name. And there are two names that are inserted here in the lesson this morning. So I brought it forth, not as a parable, but I'm bringing it forth to show you that Jesus was speaking about real people. This is not a story. But Jesus takes this story of three real people so that not only we can understand about life after death, but he wants us to understand the grace and the mercies that he has for each person here this morning. If you have it, let's begin by reading chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. Then we'll come back and we'll expound. There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fair and really dressed up every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked up the sores. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. And then, being in torments in hell, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And then he cried out, saying, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that in your lifetime you received every good thing, and likewise Lazarus every evil thing. But now he is being comforted, and you are being tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf, notice, a great gulf fixed, that those who want to pass from there cannot, and those who want to come from that side cannot. Verse 27. And then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, they have Moses, the prophets, let them hear them. And then he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one goes back from the dead, they will repent. But then he said unto him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, even though one would rise from the dead. Now, one of the things about the topic this morning concerning the rich man and Lazarus is that
We don't realize it, but there's going to be a day that will come, whether young or old, that we're all going to die one day. Some sooner than others. Yet in the back of people's minds, we're always thinking that it's going to be somebody old and ill, or it's going to be somebody else, but I'm never going to die until I get really old and finally I will die. But that's never the case. The Bible says there's an appointment for a man to die and then the judgment. There are a few questions that we have to answer here this morning. First of all, what happens when you die? Is there life after death? Or is it just a myth? When you die, where do you go? Heaven or hell? Do you get to choose where you want to go? Thirdly, is there a place called purgatory in the Bible? No. Not one place in the Bible speaks of purgatory. Four, do people live beyond the grave for all eternity? Yes. One of the things that we must understand is that everybody not only is going to die, but everybody is going to live forever. Whether you go to heaven or whether you go to hell. One place is a place of comfort. The other place is a place of torment throughout all eternity. One of the things about this story here, it is not a parable, but it's really a story about three people. Two are named, one is not. It never gave the rich man's name. But it seems from the story that we have before us this morning that as this poor beggar by the name of Lazarus couldn't even walk, didn't have a place where to live, it seems that somebody actually carried him over to this mansion and laid him at the gate where these rich people lived. And it seems, according to the story, that this young man had not only a beautiful house, but he had a lot of money. And he loved parties and he loved fashion. It seems that he had almost every kind of clothes you could imagine that brought fashion in that culture in that time. And it seems, according to the Bible, that every night he would have a party. Every night he would invite people over to his house and they would eat and they would drink and they would chat and they would do everything that they could just to entertain themselves. And then eventually they would all go home and then come back again the next day. But at this particular moment, in this particular day, according to the scripture, he tells us that this rich man was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he was looking good every day of his life. Now, according to the story, it says that there was a certain beggar by the name of Lazarus, full of sores, which means he was totally, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, he was totally sick with sores, who laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Somehow, as the party began and started that evening, in that culture, they didn't have chairs and tables like we have. They had recliners. Literally, the tables were very low. They had pillows, and they reclined on their left elbow. They leaned on the table. And then they didn't have any silverware. They didn't have any glasses or actually plates or forks or spoons or knives. They would have these bowls with pita bread, and then they would have all these bowls with food, and they would literally eat with their hands. And everybody dipped second and third dippings in that culture. And what's amazing is that as they were eating and drinking and enjoying themselves, right outside the gate, they could literally see this poor man that was laying by the gate, and nobody even noticed him. Everybody was self-centered, selfish, only thinking of themselves. And the Bible tells us that as they would eat, They didn't have any napkins, so they would take the pita bread and they would cut a piece and they would clean their fingers and they clean their mouth, and then they would actually throw it down to the dogs and the dogs would eat it. Somehow outside of this gate, there were these dogs that were walking around the city. And it just happened that as this man was by the gate, he literally was reaching into the gate to literally grab the actual crumbs that were falling from the table because he was starving to death. He was poor. He was an outcast in society. He was sick. He was unclean. And nobody paid attention to him. I believe that many times, when God blesses a person, many times a lot of people forget where they came from. I think that it's important that we never forget who we are and what God has given to us so that we can help others that do not have what we may have. This is very important. I believe like in this society, in our society today, there is a lot of selfishness today. And yet right outside our doors, there are people today that are like this poor man that are perishing and they're dying and they're starving. And the world is blind by it. I would pray that God would give us spiritual eyes to see and a heart of love to care for people, not just care for ourselves. That very evening, as they continued to eat and to drink and to party, it says, so it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. Notice that very night, outside of that gate, somehow this poor man died. But I love it because it says that when he died, the angels were present before his funeral. They came to take his soul and his spirit to go to hell. Now, every person that died before Jesus Christ rose again from the dead, all the way back to the Old Testament, everybody went to hell. Nobody went to heaven. It wasn't until after Jesus died and rose again.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. To browse through our full range of faith-enriching resources, visit us anytime at somebodylovesyou.com. You can also download our free app for live-streamed Bible teaching, digital Bible studies, and much more. Now back to more with Raul Reese and our study, The Rich Man and Lazarus.
In hell, there were two compartments, one for the righteous, one for the wicked, and in between hell, there was a great gulf that would separate each person from not being able to go across to the other side, but they could clearly see across the other side who was being comforted and who was being tormented. Imagine that. That very evening, as the rich man went to bed, probably took a shower, looked at his closet for the next day, what am I going to wear? Thinking, what am I going to drink? Thinking of what am I going to do with all my invitations, inviting the next people to come to my party. As he went to bed that very evening, did not know that he also would die that evening. There would be no tomorrow. As that rich man went to sleep, the angel of death came knocking on his door. And he died. And yet the real story is told to us in the Bible that when he died, he woke up in hell. Look what it says. As he went to Abraham's bosom, verse 23. He dies in verse 22. In verse 23, and being in torments, plural, in Hades or hell, or the place of the dead. He lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham afar off. Now how can he be dead and see? I thought you said he died. That's what I said. The body stays, but the spirit and the soul go. And the Bible says that when you die, you have all five senses in full operation in hell. And this young man was on the other side. He had never met Abraham. Abraham had been dead for 2,000 years. And then he looks across the other side. He goes, hey, that's Abraham. And then he looks again. He says, that's Lazarus. Where before he didn't even pay attention to the beggar. But now he knows him as Lazarus and Abraham. There's a full awareness of those that die and go to hell. They don't rest day or night. I think of it of importance for you and I to think of our loved ones, our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our friends. That while we are here, we need not only to be good witnesses of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but we must not neglect to tell them about eternity. If you want to see them in heaven, then don't waste your words. You got to warn them that there is a place called heaven and a place called hell. When this young man died, he went to hell and he had eyes to see. And check this out what it says. And being in torments in Hades, he lifted up his eyes. He saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And then he said, as he started crying out, notice before that, he was happy, enjoying himself. And now when he looks across to the other side, in the Bible it says what? When you go to heaven, there's no more sorrow, no more tears, no more death, no more pain. But on the other side, there are tears, there are sorrows. All the things that people don't want are there in hell. And he says that he started crying. Look what it says. He started crying and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Too late. Listen to the words of Abraham. He said, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Singular. Notice that. He had his own individual torment in hell. He was full aware of the torment. I believe that the greatest torment is not the flames of hell. The greatest torment in hell is to have a mind where you can think it's like a rerun for eternity over and over of everything you ever said, everything you ever did. To think about it 24 hours a day throughout all eternity. All of the times you sat in church and you really rejected the love of God. All the times you disobeyed the word of God and the things that were commanded to you, if you're not a child of God, imagine the torment that these people are going to have in hell. Thinking, I could have been in heaven, but I was too selfish. I was too preoccupied with myself and all of my monies and all the things that I wanted to do in life. Never expected to die so quickly. Death is not a respecter of persons with young or old. We have to be ready. This young man is being tormented. His tongue. Can you imagine, have you ever been in a situation where you were so hot and so thirsty that you wanted a drink of water, but it's never, ever, ever to get a drink of water to quench your thirst? That's torment. Look what he says. But Abraham said to him, son, remember that in your lifetime you received every good thing and likewise Lazarus evil things. I want you to go back and reflect in your mind how you were wealthy. You bought whatever you wanted to buy. You ate whatever you wanted to eat. You drank whenever you wanted to drink. You did whatever you wanted to do, but now you're bankrupt. You can even get water now. Imagine that. Here's a young man, totally a millionaire, and now he's spiritually bankrupt. He can't even get anything from Abraham. He's begging for water. He's asking. And then look what he says. And besides this, he says, So remember that in your life that you received every good thing, likewise Lazarus, every evil thing. But now he is being comforted and you are tormented. There is a difference between heaven and hell. Comfort, torment. And besides this, between you and me, there's a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from there cannot, and those that want to come from there to here cannot. There's a separation. There's a division. Nobody can go from one side to the other side. It's over. What did Jesus Christ do when he died on the cross? The first thing he did is he went 3 days and three nights to hell to let captivity free. And when Jesus Christ went down to Abraham's bosom and he preached to them and said, I have risen from the dead, he cleaned out Abraham's bosom. And then the psalm says what? That hell became one big place, extended its borders, no longer a gulf separating. The whole center of the earth today is hell, according to the Bible. And there are millions and millions and millions of people there that wish they could be here this morning hearing the word of God. But it's too late. Can you imagine being in hell and the word of God in your mind, that people that have heard the word of God, the sermons, the quoting of scriptures, but the power of the word of God no longer has power in hell for any person? It's over. Only those that go to heaven have the power of comfort. And yet, this man does not give up. Even though he's been told that, hey, I can't do anything for you, and there's a separation between us and you. Look what he says, verse 27. And then he said, I beg you, therefore, Father Abraham, that you would send him to my father's house. Notice, he's even thinking of his family now. What's going to happen to the future of my family? He's in hell and he has a mind where he can think over and over and over about his loved ones and his friends. What am I going to do with my brothers? I have five brothers at home. I don't want them to come to this place of torment. Father Abraham, do you think it would be possible to send Lazarus that he would go and tell him about this place of torment? And then Abraham said, son, he said, even if somebody would go back, even from the dead, they still would not believe. And isn't that true? Here we are 1900 years later, and there are people still today on planet Earth that do not believe in life after death. They don't believe in heaven or hell. They don't believe that there's life after death. And yet, there is a day coming of judgment. A day of judgment coming.
Well, this message certainly serves as an eye-opening reminder that there is truly life after death, and each of us has to make the decision where we will spend it. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Rees. Now, if you'd like to hear more of today's lesson, we'll send you a complete copy for a donation of $5 or more. Call us at 800-634-9165 and ask for today's study titled The Rich Man and Lazarus. Now, to equip you with biblical insight into God's desire for your eternal future, we'd like to tell you about this entire series titled True Salvation. It's a 15-part study that's available on either CD or USB, and it illuminates how God orchestrated our liberation from sin through the sacrifice of His Son. Each lesson will move your heart to choose life with the Lord Jesus, both now and for all eternity. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Roel's 15-lesson study, True Salvation. We'll send you the flash drive for $20 or the CD set for $30. That's 800-634-9165. You can also write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Your partnership in this listener-supported ministry helps us keep sharing the Bible's life-giving hope, and we're thankful for your tax-deductible gifts. Next time, as we continue this series, we hope you'll join us for a look at how the cross of Christ stands at the crux of God's redemptive plan.
Without it, we would have been forever separated from the Lord, but with Jesus' sacrifice, he became our bridge back to God. Here's Raul with the closing comment.
But you know what? This is a warning to us as believers too, because we have to stay on target. We have to keep the faith, recognizing that it could be today, it could be tomorrow or the next day, or 30, 40, 50, 100 years from today, sometime we're all going to die. If Jesus doesn't come soon, we're all going to die. And we're all going to be in eternity. But you have to make the choice whether you want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell. Right now you can make the choice. Afterwards, there are no more choices. It's over. You're either in heaven or you're in hell, being tormented just like this man that had everything in life, but now he finds himself with nothing but torment.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.